Russ Parr Morning Show. Listen, I've been trying to avoid this topic, but it's just like gotten out of control. I was a little disappointed in Drake. I'm gonna keep it real, because I guess in concert he shouted out this girl Sharkeesha, who snuck this young lady over a man, and this is like that. This is so wrong on so many levels.
So many.
You know, you fighting over a man. You effed my man, and this and snuck her.
You can't say a man.
That's talking about shooting somebody in the back.
Yeah, right. That's not a fair fight. You can't say you won that fight.
So now you a tough girl?
Please.
And a Drake shouts her out in concert. I'm like, what a big mistake. Because now everybody like, man, I want to get shouted out by Drake. You. This is not, and he's deeper than that. So I thought. But if that is the case, and she's like, oh, yeah, Drake shouted me out, my boo, Drake. This is crazy to me. I don't know, man. When are we going to stop glorifying cowards? Your comment. Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I just kind of feel like we put people on a pedestal. We promote negativity all over, no matter if it's TV, radio, print, you know, the games that we play. Some of the things are hereditary that go back to the family and also goes back to slavery. I mean, if you think about how they did us, you know, putting us against each other. And true, we do have to get past it. But at the same time, it's going to take a lot more help than just somebody talking about it, you know, 20, 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was going to disagree with you. I don't know if you can blame the whole Sharkeesha thing on slavery. Really? Yeah. I just want to know how that, I don't understand how that relates.
I'm not more or less blaming it on slavery. I'm blaming it on the aspect of how they treat us based on what's going on now. You got to look at all the TV shows, all the cartoon shows, all the doll shows. That's all they talked about.
Well, you're breaking up, man. But that is a stretch there.
I want to understand what he's saying because I want to get it, but I don't.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, it's Tracy. How y'all doing?
All right. It's fine.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not even trying to be funny, but if this was one of my boys that snuck somebody or was playing this knockout game, you all will be glorifying me because we do not have any parents who step up to the plate and hold their kids accountable. Mm-hmm. I want to know where these parents are, knowing their kids are all over YouTube and all these different videos with a million hits. What are they doing? Are they laughing too?
They're not present.
I was going to say, is it possible the parent may not even know?
Or the parent taught them that behavior.
Yeah. Well, the parents did teach them that. You're only going to do that if you saw somebody do it.
The girl who got hit, her mom said she was in the grocery store and she was going through the line. The kids were making fun of it. And she was like, that's my daughter. You know what I'm saying? This is not funny.
If I saw that tape and my son or my daughter was hit like that, it would devastate
me. Oh, my gosh.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. This is Dakita from Silver Spring.
Yes, ma'am.
My thing is, I see people on social media promoting this girl, Sharkeesha. But if she did that to your child, would you be promoting it on your Facebook page? I think not. It is ridiculous, and it is so unsettling.
Yeah. Why is she a hero?
I don't understand.
Well, don't listen. Now, come on. We sit up. If it was two boys.
Did the police ever get her up for assault? Because that's assault.
That's assault.
Isn't it?
I think she did get locked up. I think she did
arrested.
Get.
She was arrested.
She was arrested, and I think that she may be on.
They should make an example out of her. I don't want anybody protesting for her.
Did she sneak the boy?
That's what I'm saying. Why do we, and this girl she snuck was 17.
Yeah.
Why do we get mad at the girl? Was the girl wasn't your boyfriend?
And they were friends, supposedly. Mm.
So that's why she got mad.
Cool
they were
her
friends.
That whole day in school.
Wow. Mm.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I wanted to kind of touch on what the first caller said in regards to slavery. I don't necessarily agree with him in that, you know, this is something we can blame on slavery. Unfortunately, I'm going to preface this by saying not all black people. I'm a black lady myself, but the majority of us are just buffoons. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to say we're taking ourselves 200, 300 years backwards, and it's ridiculous, and it is becoming a generational thing. Yeah. The parents think they laugh. They think it's funny. We need to stop perpetuating it by even entertaining sites such as World Star Hip Hop.
And that's what that's what their claim to fame is, showing people getting knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's their big thing. And you know what? People like sex and violence.
Right.
And that's what sells. And that is so unfortunate. But we cannot allow to glorify someone that does something, a cowardly act. The girl never saw it coming.
Never.
And they kicked her when she was down in the face.
Well, and they also said that she was lured, like they told her, she was lured into this apartment area building or whatever, and the group of friends that were with Sharkeesha was like, no, we got something of yours or something, and so they lured her there.
I was hoping that she would have got a million hits of people dogging her out for sneaking her like that.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. That's what I find disgusting.
And she was bigger. Why didn't you just fight her straight
up?
She was
a
larger girl.
Because she probably would have got beat up.
Probably.
And they say that girl that the other, the girl who was beat up has not returned to school since. Because who? How could
she? Right. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
All right. Your comment, please.
Yeah, I was just, listening to everybody. We're talking about the parents, and, we're talking about parents need to get more involved when they do. But it seems like everybody these days are using YouTube as a vehicle to audition for more reality shows. Mm-hmm. So I think the reality shows, especially the ones that you guys always talk about with Brit's Ratchet Reality, everybody wants to be a part of that. So right. The fastest vehicle for them to do that is to create some crazy YouTube video, and the next thing you know, they're on Bad Girls of New Orleans.
And you know what? It's unfortunate. But, we run these kind of things because we know that's what the masses want.
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't have to support it.
Yeah.
And a lot of those reality show things that they're doing is staged.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's scripted.
It's scripted, and it's not designed for anyone to really get hurt. But this stuff that's going out in the streets, they're sneaking up on people behind them. Yeah, and you're right. People don't know it. Sneaking up behind somebody and hitting them.
Come on, let's call
these people for what they are. You know? That is pathetic. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Michelle. I wanted to respond to the video.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes. I saw the video yesterday, and I was with my daughters. I have two teenage daughters. Mm-hmm. And I was just so disgusted.
Yes.
And it was like it hurt me because it could have been one of my daughters. Mm-hmm. And after seeing the video when they looked at it, and it's like you have to teach your children how to defend themselves or how to protect themselves from children like that.
Yeah. And isn't it unfortunate that we have to do that now? Because here's what I always tell my boys is to walk away. Because nobody fights fair anymore.
No, they don't.
You know?
And even if the fight is over, it may not really be over. You might have to wait for their friend tomorrow or them tomorrow, and it could be worse.
We got
to
stop glorifying this kind of stuff, man. We really do.